Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam. You're watching us live on Monumental Sports Network. We're streaming on the YouTube page. And I want to open these phone lines up because it's a bye week. We're zooming out from the Commanders a little bit, looking at the entire NFL picture, right? Yeah. So if you look at it, Pittsburgh right now leading the AFC North, 6-4. Might be an Aaron Rodgers injury. Teams that people were really high on earlier in the year. Tampa, 12th in the power ranks. But then what I think is fascinating, the Ravens are 13th. Ravens almost gave one away in Cleveland, but didn't. Mm-hmm. Might have helped them that Dylan Gabriel got hurt and that Shador had to come in. I'm not saying Shador can't play, but it's really difficult for a rookie who's never played in the NFL to have to then come in the second half of a game against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a difficult prospect. Maybe Shador will show up better this week with a full week of preparation.
Yeah.
Baltimore was 1-5. They're now 5-5. They have two games left against the Steelers. They'll get every opportunity to take that division should they want it.
Yeah.
So you've got Baltimore at 13, Kansas City at 15.
Okay.
Kansas City's 5-5 also. I'm reading now. Hearing Patrick Mahomes almost acknowledge that the AFC West is gone was downright shocking. Yeah, he's speaking reality, and of course Kansas City could make the playoffs as a dangerous wildcard team. But to hear Mahomes all but admit defeat in the Chiefs' quest for a 10th straight division title was jarring. They're 9th in the AFC playoff picture, and they're staring at 4 straight pretty tough games, starting with the Colts at Arrowhead and then Thanksgiving in Dallas 4 days later. We're so used to the Chiefs coming out of the bye week razor sharp, but they never looked completely dialed in against Denver, even after taking the lead early in the fourth quarter. There's still a playoff caliber roster here, but multiple losing streaks in a single season is an identity crisis for Kansas City.
Maybe, but I would say this. If they get into the playoffs, you don't want to play them.
Sure.
I'm just saying. So they have not played their best ball, but still, the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs is going to be the worst person that you want to play.
If you believe it, you could get the Chiefs at plus 500 to win the AFC West.
They may not be able to win the AFC West, but getting into that playoffs as a wild card team, that's going to be scary for a lot of folks.
This is pretty interesting. So they're plus 500 to win the AFC West, and that's just a matter of math. I mean, Denver's plus 4 in the win column on them. And yet, the Chiefs are plus 450 to win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl. The favorites to go to the Super Bowl, plus 375 for the Bills, plus 425 for the Colts, plus 450 for the Chiefs, then the Ravens, then the Broncos. So Vegas still isn't willing to give it away if you want KC to get to the Super Bowl.
No, Vegas is looking at you saying, hey, man, look, this team has too much experience, and if they end up there, it's going to be a problem. Jay Frank.
Oh, I like it. So here's my question. As it's currently constituted, the Chiefs and the Ravens are outside of the AFC playoff picture.
Mm-hmm.
This is your option, and I want to ask the people on the phones this. 800-636-1067. Looking at the AFC, You can get the Chiefs and the Ravens, both of them, or you could take everybody else. I'm curious how many people would still take the Chiefs and the Ravens.
I'm going to take everybody else because I just would have the Chiefs. I'm not even counting the Ravens. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
So you would take the Chiefs.
I'll take the Chiefs or everybody else. I'm not even depending. Because Ben really think they're bad. He just texts me. Every time we start talking about anything you mention the Ravens, he texts me, Jay. So I don't believe the Ravens got a damn chance in hell of trying to win no Super Bowl.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Why?
They wasn't that good before. They won some games over the last, but they ain't been beating nobody. So I want to see this thing continue on.
They got problems.
Their defense is still not good. They punked the Cleveland Browns.
Barely.
So I'm not buying that crap.
Since they came out of the bye and Lamar came back, they had a big win over the Bears, big win over the Dolphins, and then the Vikings and the Browns were kind of like hold on to your butt kind of wins.
The Vikings game was, I thought the Vikings should have beat them, but the Vikings just looked like they were lost.
But the Ravens have the easier path to the playoffs, though, by winning that division. Like, it's going to be easier for the Ravens to get in the floor, get in the door, than it is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ravens have been the number one seed and lost.
Sure.
So, who cares?
So, you would take your chances with the Chiefs over still the rest of the AFC?
No, I would take the rest of the AFC at this point.
Who do you like out of the AFC right now? Because it comes down to new guard, old guard.
I think the new guard, you're going to favor them, but I still believe the Chiefs, if they get in, is going to be a problem for somebody.
Totally. Dude.
Can you imagine your first playoff game? Let's imagine one of these young quarterbacks, these new teams that are here, you all of a sudden, you got the Chiefs in the first game. That's not very young. Have a lot of home game. Ain't going to be a lot of confidence.
All right. So let's get to the Commanders because it's bad. They just lost to the Dolphins. Commanders are now 26th in the power ranks.
That's higher than I thought.
I don't think you'll be surprised once you know the teams behind them.
But they're still 26th and where they're sitting is higher than I thought.
3-8. A narrow home loss to the Bears in Week 6 has snowballed into a six-game skid whose future end can't be seen. The Commanders crawled into their Week 12 bye after falling to the Dolphins in Spain, sunk by a punt return fumble, poor red zone execution, and an overtime interception by Marcus Mariota. Dan Quinn's defense came ready to play, but it didn't change the outcome enough in a positive way. And while injuries have really been the story of the season, the backdrop is that the team appeared to be farther away from contention than it might have looked back in August. Mm. It'll be fascinating to see how GM Adam Peters approaches this coming offseason because it's harder to gauge where this team will be next year. I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
The only teams below Washington, the Giants at 2-9, the Jets at 2-8, the Browns at 2-8, the Saints at 2-8, the Raiders at 2-8, and the Titans at 1-9. Mm, And, Doug, I can't really argue any of that.
You can't. It is what it is, bro. It's just where we're sitting at this point.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, I said I'd open these phones. Let's do it. My man Elijah's on the line. Eli, what's up, dude?
What's going on, JP?
What up, brother?
Going on, B. Mitch, man. Glad y'all back safe, man. Glad y'all cool, man.
Appreciate it, man.
I kind of wanted to talk, man. It's obviously, man, sticking with what we're talking about, you have to give the nod to the Chiefs consistently over what we're talking about with the Ravens. Anybody can catch a wave. And there's always a team that does catch a wave that maybe wasn't supposed to be there and sneaks in a way, and a team you don't want to see. Sure, they have some things that maybe you wouldn't want to see, you know, with Lamar and the playoffs or moving to the Super Bowl, sure. But come on, we're talking about, you know, the Chiefs consistently, just certain aspects of the game. You've seen they figured out a way to get to a certain point. So, you know, it's just tough to bet against them. Now, me, because I know you got to cut me loose with these Commanders, we got to stay calm, everybody, because this team can look differently. And that's what I'm banking on. I think if we get five, what he actually needs, you know, barring the injuries. But if they get what they need with these picks, I know it's too early to be talking about a defensive coordinator. But I'm curious to hear what y'all have to say. Do they promote from within? Or do they go out and get a DC, and what does that actually look like? Because a lot of teams are locked in, but with these one-year deals, we can be a different team, but we can look different. And I think if we just get certain points knocked out, we could be right back where we were. So just everybody sit tight and, you know, just stay. I just want us to keep being competitive in this moment and coming out to buy. If they look fiery and just staying competitive, then that's what I'm looking for right now. I think we'd be straight, man.
Well, I think
I think there's going to be real turnover in the coaching staff this offseason. Just because it's pretty standard, and last year they didn't have it.
Like, yeah, it's standard, but I would say this, though. A dominant pass rusher or a dominant run stopper can make a D coordinator look smarter. Because they don't have that right now.
I don't think Dan wants to. I think Dan wants to be like the CEO type. And wants a real D coordinator.
I think most owners want the head coach to be that.
Right.
I don't think many head owners want their head coach doing it. Because you know what that head coach does? He goes around and shake hands and kiss babies. Knowing who he stops from doing that? Them. So I don't think they really want that. They don't want him to have to do that. So, you know.
I think it remains a realistic option that you lose Cliff. Cliff's not getting paid by Arizona anymore this year. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a lot different to turn down interviews and jobs. And I think there will be real turnover on the coaching staff this season. And I would almost expect an external hire, but Dan Quinn's a loyal dude. He doesn't throw guys under the bus. He kind of keeps it fighting. I don't know. We'll see. Let's hit Co from the Foe is on the line. What's up, Co?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
To answer your question, man, I'm going with the Ravens got a better chance because they got a better chance to win out and win their division. Unlike Kansas City. If Kansas City get in, they going to be on the back end 6-7 seed. Probably they going to have to go see Buffalo, and that's going to cancel out one for the Ravens. Got to remember, B. Miss Lamar was hurt. He coming back. That's why he lost them games. I'm going with the Ravens. And on the side note, I want to piggyback on us. Hey, what's our schedule like this week, man, that we're on the bye, man? I got a source that say they seen Deron Payne yesterday on 17th and Ben Rowe at the laundromat. Tell Deron Payne he need to get his butt back to our facilities and around his way. Please.
I don't know that I believe that.
I got an inside source that he was there signing autographs and everything. So if you can find out, let me know, and let me know if my source is wrong, JP.
But my whole thing is, what's wrong with him at the laundromat signing autographs?
No, he's washing clothes as well, 17th and Bennett. He needs to get his tail back either in the film room or Northwest Stadium area.
But you don't have to watch film 24/7. You have time to go out and do other stuff. I don't know why people think just because you're not winning, you got to sit in the house all day.
That's not – you don't wash clothes around 17th and Bennett B. Mitch, and that's all I'm going to say, sir.
Hold on. I always appreciate your calls. I do. I think you're a really smart dude. Deron Payne has made approximately $90 million in his career.
That's
you think he was doing laundry on Betting Road yesterday?
For me, fact check for me. But I didn't see it in my own eyes. My source told me. I'm putting it out there. I want you guys to figure it out. If that's true, tell Deron Payne that Cole from the Foe said, get back in the zip code, please.
I'm going to tell you I don't think it's true. I have not fact checked it, Cole, but I don't think he'd be – if you told me he was signing autographs is one thing. I do not think he's doing his laundry at 17th and Bennett.
That's the same thing I'm thinking, fellas. That's the same thing I'm thinking. But power to the hail to the Commanders, man. We got
thanks,
a long
buddy.
Season.
All right, bro. Don't
jump off the bandwagon.
Take care, dude. Thank you for the call. You always yell at me to open the phones up, B.
Joe, put your feelers out. Jeff, where's Jeff at? Jeff, put your feelers out.
All right, we're going to explore further who's doing laundry on Benning Road next. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.